As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guy Gadowski is the head coach of the men's ice hockey team at Penn State. He's been behind the bench there since the 2011-2012 season and just led the Nittany Lions to their first Frozen Four appearance in program history. I sat down to talk with him about the historic season. So, Guy, you've just completed your 12th season as the head coach of the Nittany Lions. You just made your first Frozen Four. Tell me about your team season. What made you guys so successful this year?
Well, first of all, it was a lot of fun, and it was very special. I think any time you accomplish something as a program for the first time, it's special. I do think this is going to be a little extra special. You asked how it went because of how it went. And what I mean by that is we started off the Big Ten winless in our first nine. And, geez, it could have been really easy for the guys just to throw in the towel, say it's not, this isn't our year, and just sort of back off. But they did the exact opposite. They actually pulled together as a team. The leadership group did an unbelievable job of bringing everybody into a positive place and to fight harder, not to get negative. And because of that, I mean, what they did the second half of the season was just incredible. They were the hottest team in the nation, and made it all the way to the Frozen Four, which is, again, for the first time for our program, very, very significant and very special.
That's fantastic. You talk about the great second half of the season. Obviously, coaches are always looking for constant improvement. Do you feel like you have a solid foundation to advance beyond the Frozen Four next year or the following year?
Sure. Well, it is somewhat common, not always, but where programs have to be there first to see what it's like, see the big lights before they have success in it. And we're hoping that that's the exact same thing for us. But making the step about getting there is incredible. And it was something we really wanted to do. And yes, we wish we won that game and went on. But the fact that we did get there and we know we can get there gives us a lot of confidence that we're doing the right things.
Well, since the transition to the NCAA, to varsity, how have you seen your program grow and improve? Can you draw a line from the 2013-14 season to now?
Sure. So when we first came in, Mr. Terry Pegula, the owner of the Buffalo Sabres and the Buffalo Bills, he was a great Penn Stater, donated money to make Penn State hockey a Division I program. And with that, the formation of the Big Ten League. So we were originally supposed to have a few years as an independent before we got ready for the Big Ten. But what happened is we have this beautiful arena, and the Big Ten Network wants to put it on TV. So we had to accelerate everything. So we were a club program, and we had 1 year and then went right into the Big Ten. So what happened was a lot of hockey players were like, boy, I love Penn State. Like, what a great university. I'd love to be a part of that. I don't want to lose for 4 years. And during that time, it was written that we wouldn't win a league game in 3 years. So a lot of people loved Penn State, thought the arena was beautiful, but just didn't want to lose. So we needed to get guys that bought into building a foundation and really accepting the challenge of the underdog, beating teams that you weren't supposed to beat. And so when you say draw a line, that's what happened. That's what we went along and we did very well pretty early, and got to a point now where I think we're a good competitor in the Big Ten to making the next jump to the Frozen Four. And what happened again, this year started very poorly, but the team pulled together. During that, we got to watch the women's volleyball team go through an experience where they were, you know, down 2-0 in the semifinal and down 22-16 in the third game and came back and won the whole thing. And our guys were really intrigued by that. They wanted to know, like, mentally, how the heck can you do that? And so as we were going through, we got a chance. Coach Katie came and spoke to the team and answered our questions. And as we were doing that, the leadership group was talking about how we had to be positive and pull together. So it just seemed like a really impactful lesson.
When it comes to hockey circles, you talk about being an underdog. And when it comes to college hockey, you always hear about a lot of the same programs, Michigan State, Michigan University, Denver, Boston College. Yeah. You had some wins over those programs this year. How do you feel like your program matches up against theirs now?
Well, it is interesting that you're very right about that. And in college hockey, it seems like you have the blue bloods that you hear about every single year and you have for decades and decades, and everybody else. And I think that we're starting to be put in the conversation. Certainly making the Frozen Four is a big step in that. So I do think that we're on our way to nudging into that group. I'm not saying a blue blood, because that suggests that you're a function of time. However, a team that has the capability and the support to make a run in a year, and that's what we're trying to do.
Obviously, your program has had some success before. Back in 2017, you guys won the Big Ten tournament. How does this season compare to that one for you?
So that was a little bit, you know, it was a great year. Obviously, we sort of made a run in the tournament, and we weren't expected. If I remember correctly, we finished fourth that year and really made an unbelievable run in the tournament. Peyton Jones, our goaltender, was excellent. We had great performance by right off the top. A guy named, you know, Liam Folks was a freshman at the time in the championship game. We won 2-1 in double overtime and he had both goals. We just had a tremendous run. And I think a lot of people thought we caught lightning in a bottle. That was one lucky tournament. That's not going to happen. And then 3 years later, we won the regular season in the Big Ten. So which means that was not luck. That was, we were the best team in a balanced schedule throughout the entire season, and everybody was really excited to see what we could do on a national scene during that year. But that's when COVID shut us down. So it's really interesting. We had the championship in 2017. We again proved it wasn't a fluke. In 2020, we just didn't get to finish it off. Probably took a little bit of a dip after COVID, and then made it back to the tournament, lost in overtime against Michigan in the NCAA tournament. And then this year we were able to finally break through, win a regional, and go to the Frozen Four.
You coached the final year as a club team and the first year as a NCAA team, obviously 2017. And now as a coach, how have you grown over the years? How do you approach your teams now versus maybe 10 years ago or even before you arrived at Penn State?
Well, I mean, I've been doing this a long, long time. So I think there was a time where I think I initially got into coaching because I just love hockey and I loved winning and thought that, you know, it's all about trying to win. And as I get older, hopefully wiser, I've learned that my job is not to win and our staff's job is not to win. It's to do everything we can to prepare our student athletes for success in life. And if we do a good job and create an awesome culture, that it's an environment that they can really thrive in, then the winning is a byproduct of that. So I think that's how we've changed as a staff. We don't look at this now, what do we need to do to win? We look at this as, what can we do to better support our student athletes for success in life?
From your by your estimation, how's the game grown in popularity over the years on campus with other students and people in the region? You guys kind of have a reputation of being something of a hot draw with rowdy crowds.
You know what? I think it's becoming exactly what Terry Pegula envisioned. And when he did this, his vision wasn't just for Division I hockey at Penn State. His vision was to improve and enhance hockey's profile throughout Pennsylvania in our footprint. And I really think that's happened. I know when I got here, there was very few youth hockey teams in the area, to where now they max out and they do a great job. And as far as our program's concerned, one of the really fun things about it is watching the student section, because they were new just like us. And when they got there the first game, they were good. But they were new, and they had to work on different choreography. They had to work on different songs and dances, etc., to the point now where, oh my goodness, they are the best student section in the nation, hands down, and the most fun. And I cannot tell you how many times fans that come to our games, whether it's our state, you know, Penn Staters, or whether it's fans from other areas that come and go, oh my God, your students are great. They're so much fun. So we do have a bit of a following as just an awesome atmosphere, best atmosphere in college hockey, and by far the best student section.
There's been a lot of emphasis from Ed Snyder and his work in developing youth hockey in the Delaware Valley over the last 20 years. Certainly that extends up to Penn State as well. Do you think that's helped expand your program, improve the players coming in, filtering in through the university the last, well, even 15 years, the 13 years that you've been there for?
Well, I do. I think that they've done a really good job on the side. So in Philly area and Pittsburgh area, really, really good job. I don't think that we were at a point where, again, if when we started, a lot of the best hockey players were like, oh, I love Penn State. I just do not want to lose. And so I think that, you know, a decade later or so, that we're at a point where now you can come to the best university in the nation and win. And that's really what we're doing. But from a Philadelphia standpoint, a Pittsburgh standpoint, they really have done a great job in developing youth players at hockey from a grassroots level. And I think you look now, as our program gets more and more successful, we're being able to draw more and more of the best hockey players in Pennsylvania. By no means yet are we a Minnesota where you can just pick, you know, you've got your pick of NHL draft choices to field a Division I college hockey team. But I think with our success and with the work, as you mentioned, of Philly and Pittsburgh, I think that'll come.
And Guy, I saw that your son is transferring from Army to Penn State, a Hobie Baker level defenseman. That's got to be very exciting for you. How are you feeling about that?
We're very happy as a program because, yeah, he's an All-American and a Hobie Baker top 10 finalist. So for us to land a player like that is great. Never set out to want to coach my son, and I know he didn't set out to be coached by his dad. He actually loves West Point, loves the team, loves the everything about it. When he committed, there was still a mechanism where they could easily go play pro. And that changed a little bit once he got in. Hopefully it will change back again with the new administration. But in any event, he wanted to follow his dream of playing pro and knew that he would have to make a decision after his sophomore year. And he loves West Point, loves his team so much, but he's made a decision to try to follow his dream and thinks that Penn State would be a great place to do it, and we agree with him.
So last question for you here. Really appreciative of your generous time. What do you obviously you talked about how it's not all just about wins and everything like that. What are your goals for the program going forward?
Yeah, so I don't think those have changed. I think the goal, we've had a checklist since, you know, when we started, and basically it went through everything from the first win to the first Big Ten win to the first home sweep, road sweep, the first time we won a Big Ten playoff game, first time we won an NCAA tournament game, etc. And we've got one rung on the ladder left, and that's to win the NCAA championship. And that was always the goal ultimately. But like when I told you before, our job is not just to win. Our job is to do all we can to support our student athletes to have success in life. So when you ask what is our goal, it's the same. It's every week we look at the results we get, we evaluate it, and we make sure we do all we can to improve what we have to improve and move on. And then every summer, fortunately, we've got such an incredible supportive athletic department that we're very fortunate to have the resources to identify any area that we can improve to help our student athletes be successful, whether it has to do with nutrition, off-ice training, individual skills, you name it, mental skills, you name it. we do all we can to offer support and prepare these student athletes for success in life and success in hockey. That's our job, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Words to live by. Anything else you want to mention or throw in that you feel like I neglected?
Well, no, not now. But one thing I will tell you that's just such a big part of what we do and our success is Penn State. It's such a great university with such a great student body culture that we've just really thrive in that. I mean, you mentioned the atmosphere at Pagoule Arena is unbelievable. And the support that we get, we were in Allentown for the NCAA regionals, was just awesome. The support that our hockey program has gotten from Penn Staters and Penn State supporters has been just incredible. And it's been successful, but it's been a ton of fun.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.